Hare Krishna. I'll be reading up the pastimes of Shyamanand Pandit. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. I offer my respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnav devotees of the Lord. They are just like desire trees who can fulfill the desires of everyone, and they are full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Krishna Mandal and Durika Dasi lived in a town called Dabeshwar in Orissa. They belonged to a class lower than the Shudras, but were great devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For a very long time, they wanted children, but each baby died shortly after their birth. Because of this, they were very unhappy. When one little boy survived, they named him Dukhi, the sorrowful. They hoped that if Yamraj, the god of death, came to take him, he would remember their past unhappiness and let this child live. But the only child, Dukhi, was the life and soul of his parents. They cared for him with great affection and were always telling him stories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. The boy was not interested in playing like other children. He was very religious and scholarly. His parents sent him to the local school where he studied Sanskrit, grammar, and other subjects. He was born to become a great philosopher. When Dukhi reached his teens, his father asked him to find a guru and to take initiation. The boy replied, "I already know that Hridaya Chaitanya is my guru. From him alone, I want to take initiation." Hridaya Chaitanya was a disciple of Gauridas Pandit, who had been a close associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He lived in Ambika Kalna, where Gauridas Pandit had his temple. Although Ambika Kalna was far away from Bengal, Dukhi begged his father's permission to go there to meet his guru. Thinking his son too young to travel alone, his father declined. But later he arranged for him to go with a group of pilgrims who were traveling there. When the group arrived in Ambika Kalna, the boy ran around, asking everyone, "Where is the temple of Gauridas Pandit?" The people were only too pleased to tell him the way. Dukhi was very unhappy in Ambika Kalna. He performed his daily service and developed a deep love for Hridaya Chaitanya, who initiated him the name Krishnadas. Everybody called him Dukhi Krishnadas. He blissfully studied the Vaishnav philosophy under Hridaya Chaitanya, who became so satisfied with the boy that he ordered him to go to Vrindavan to study under Jeev Goswami. In Vrindavan, there is a place called Kalpakunj Kutir. There, Lord Krishna eternally performs his Ras Leela dance with the gopis. As a special service, Dukhi Krishnadas would go each day to sweep that place. One day, he found there a beautifully crafted golden ankle bell that shone with a brilliance he'd never seen before. Suspecting that it belonged to Srimati Radharani, he secretly hid it somewhere safe. In the meantime, Radharani discovered the ankle bell missing and sent Lalita Sakhi to find it. Lalita Sakhi dressed herself as an elderly lady and went to search for the lost ankle bell. In the kunj, she saw Dukhi Krishnadas and spoke to him. "My daughter-in-law is very careless. She dropped her ankle bell here in the kunj while getting water from Yamuna. Perhaps by chance you found something. Dukhi Krishnadas replied, Before I answer your question, please first tell me your name and where you come from. Lalita Sakhi answered him, I am Radha Dasi and I live here in Vrindavan. Now please let me know if you have found any jewelry. Dukhi Krishnadas told her, Yes, but what I found cannot belong to your daughter-in-law. It is so beautiful that it must belong to Srimati Radharani. Only if your neighbors can confirm that it is your daughter-in-law's, I will give it to you. Lalita Sakhi had to admit who she really was. She was very pleased by the service of Dukhi Krishnadas and wanted to bestow a benediction for finding the lost ankle bell. Dukhi Krishnadas expressed his ardent desire to see the spiritual form of the beautiful Lalita. As she revealed it to him, he fainted. Upon waking, he offered his obeisances at her lotus feet. In response, she placed one foot on his head. Thereafter, Dukhi Krishnadas very happily dug out the lost ankle bell from where he had buried it and gave it to Lalita Sakhi. She took the piece of jewelry and pressed it to his forehead in such a way that a beautiful golden tilak mark appeared. Lalita Sakhi revealed that this was the mark of Sri Radha's lotus feet. She continued, From now on, you will be known as Shyamanand because you have brought pleasure to Shyam, Radha, by bringing back the lost ankle bell. Dukhi Krishnadas looked quite different when he returned. Jeev Goswami immediately noticed how his skin now resembled molten gold, and also noticed the beautiful tilak mark decorating his forehead. What happened? He asked. When Shyamanand related the story, Jeev Goswami understood that this was very fortunate disciple had received the special mercy of Srimati Radharani. People in general did not know what Shyamanand Prabhu had experienced in her service. And if they were told, they probably wouldn't even understand. Who can understand such spiritual activities? Therefore, Jeev Goswami and Shyamanand Pandit kept it as a secret. But when people saw Shyamanand's shining tilak mark and heard of his new name, they quickly spread the word that he had left the shelter of his guru, Hridoy Chaitanya, and had taken initiation from Jeev Goswami. This false rumor quickly spread around and soon it reached Hridoy Chaitanya hundreds of miles to the east. When Hridoy Chaitanya heard the news, he became very angry. He could not understand how his dear disciple could reject him and accept a new guru. This is unheard of in Vaishnav tradition, and he took it as a grave offense. Wanting to know if this rumor were true, he sent 5 of his best disciples to Vrindavan with a letter for Jeev Goswami. Jeev Goswami was very dismayed that Hridoy Chaitanya had been so upset by the false rumor. He told the disciples of Hridoy Chaitanya that he had not initiated Shyamanand as his disciple, but was only training him in the scriptures as Hridoy Chaitanya had ordered. These disciples of Hridoy Chaitanya were very relieved to hear the truth. After all, Jeev Goswami was a most elevated and respectful saint, and they couldn't believe that he had done anything wrong. When they asked how Dukhi Krishnadas had received the name Shyamanand, Jeev Goswami told them that Shyamanand personally had told him that it happened only due to the grace of his guru Hruday Chaitanya. Although it was not the full truth, it was not a lie either, since a devotee sees everything that happens to him as the mercy of his guru. That answer they brought back to Hruday Chaitanya in Bengal, but he was not satisfied. He said, "I have never given my mercy to my disciple in the form of a new name or the tilak mark on his forehead." He claimed that this answer was made up by Jeev Goswami and his new disciple in order to cover up the real truth. Therefore, he decided to personally go to Vrindavan with his followers in order to challenge them. Upon arriving there, Hruday Chaitanya and his followers were greeted with all humility and respect by the residents of Vaishnavas. When Shyamanand saw his guru, he fell flat like a stick and offered obeisances. Shyamanand understood very well why his guru had come to Vrindavan. He addressed him with all humility. "I am not trying to cheat you. I have received my name and tilak due only to your mercy." Hruday Chaitanya did not recall that he had at any time given his mercy to Shyamanand in that way. He challenged him, "I will write Shyamanand across your chest and I will personally rub both the tilak and the name of your body. If it comes off, it is a sign that you have cheated me. If not, then I will accept your explanation." Hundreds of devotees were gathered when the event took place, and being doubtful of Shyamanand, they supported this move. Shyamanand humbly accepted the challenge but asked for a little time before responding to it. Hundreds of devotees were gathered when the event took place, and being doubtful of Shyamanand, they supported this move. Shyamanand humbly accepted the challenge but asked for a little time before responding to it. With the permission of all the Vaishnavas, he sat down in front of them and, while looking at his guru, entered deeply into trance. In his spiritual body, he went to Golok Vrindavan. Sitting outside Sri Radha's home in his spiritual form as Kanka Manjari, he constantly shed tears. When Sri Radha's maid servants passed by, they asked why she was crying. Kanka Manjari said that she needed to see Lalita Sakhi. The gopis immediately conveyed the message to Lalita, who requested them to bring the girl in. Within the house of Kanka Manjari, saw Sri Radha sitting on the temple on a simple bed. Seeing this beautiful sight, she fell to the ground. Picking her up, Lalita Sakhi embraced her affectionately. Kanka Manjari implored Sri Radha, "Dear goddess, please help me." Sri Radha, unhappy to see one of her dearest so upset, asked, "What is your problem?" Kanka Manjari replied, "I found your ankle bell in the kunj and Lalita Sakhi came to pick it up. She gave me a new name and tilak, and now my guru Hruday Chaitanya has become very angry." Sri Radha was very understanding and immediately called in Subal, one of the Lord Krishna's cowherd friends. Subal told his story. In the material world, I play the role of Gauridas Pandit, the guru of Hridaya Chaitanya. When he comes to worship the tilak and name from your chest, just remember me, and he will not be able to do so. While this was happening in the spiritual world, the devotees in Vrindavan looked on in wonder at Shyamanand's entranced body. Chief Goswami, who knew all that was happening, ordered the devotees to begin a huge kirtan, and as it continued, Shyamanand Pandit broke out of his trance. Opening his eyes, he exclaimed, "Hridaya Chaitanya, Hridaya Chaitanya." The devotees then wrote Shyamanand across his chest. With cloth and water, his spiritual master attempted to wash it off. In the beginning, it faded slightly, but when Shyamanand remembered Gauridas Pandit, the markings shone more and more clearly. Hridaya Chaitanya could not remove them, nor Shyamanand's new tilak mark. He then happily accepted defeat and requested Shyamanand to continue learning under Jeev Goswami. All the devotees present wondered at how great a soul was Shyamanand Pandit. When his studies were complete, Shyamanand travelled to Orissa to spread the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even though it was only one generation since the presence of Lord Chaitanya, Orissa had already become a bad place to live. People were living in fear of the violent Afghan rulers who didn't like Vaishnavas at all. One such Pathan ruler was named Sher Khan. At this time, Shyamanand had many of his own disciples. One day, he was leading them in a Sankirtan party, dancing and chanting in the streets. Hearing the blissful chanting, Sher Khan became extremely angry and forcibly stopped the Kirtan party, ordering them never to chant and dance in this way again. The devotees didn't care. The very next day, Shyamanand gathered even more devotees and led them through the streets. Sher Khan now became infuriated. He and his soldiers stopped the devotees, broke the mridangas, and threw the kartalas into the river. At this point, Shyamanand began to shout the holy names of Radha and Krishna very loudly. Immediately, Sher Khan and his followers began to cough blood and their beards caught fire. They panicked and took to their heels. The next day, Shyamanand again led the dancing Sankirtan party into the streets. This time, when Sher Khan heard them, he ran towards them and fell before them in the dust, offering his obeisances to Shyamanand. In a shaken voice, he revealed, "Last night, I had the most terrible nightmare. The Supreme Lord, Allah, appeared before me and was very angry. He slapped my face again and again and told me that he is the same as your God. He revealed to me his golden form as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he told me that you should initiate me into the chanting of the holy name." Shyamanand felt satisfied with the surrender of Sher Khan. According to the will of the Lord, he initiated him, giving him the name Chaitanya Das. In this way, Shyamanand converted many Muslim Pathans into devotees of Lord Krishna. Eventually, the whole of Orissa was again turned into a Vaishnav state. One day, Shyamanand received the message that his dear guru, Hridaya Chaitanya, had passed away. This broke his heart, and he felt unable to continue his preaching activities. With the help of his disciples, he overcame his sorrow and pressed on. Then shortly afterwards, he received another message. His dear disciple Damodar had also passed away. This was a great shock for Shyamanand. He fell sick, and although he received the best medical care, he never recovered. In the middle of the 17th century, he passed away in a town called Narsinghapur in Orissa. His foremost disciple and follower, Rasikanand, built a beautiful samadhi for his guru, which can be seen even today. Srila Shyamanand Pandit ki jai. Thank you. Hare Krishna.